grace to you in peace this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all remember the first time? First time your heart just started beating a little bit differently? First time you really felt close? You really felt the love of God? Do you remember that time? For me, I was 13 years old. I grew up in the church. I don't think I'd missed a Sunday until I went to Bible camp as a 13-year-old. But something happened that week at Green Lake Bible Camp when my confirmation colleagues and I all went to Bible camp, and something happened around those campfires at night when those counselors in their cut-off shorts and their t-shirts talked about their faith in ways that were real and authentic, the ways in which they prayed, language I'd never really heard in prayer before, and language that really didn't get used much in the church I grew up in, and the ways in which they sang about their faith using guitars around the campfire. I'd sung hymns in church to a great pipe organ my whole life long. But there was something in the guitar and the voices around that campfire that the coin dropped that day. And it made my heart beat a little bit differently. I never felt closer to Jesus. Do you remember that time for you when that happened? Some of you know the name Charles Colson, of course, from Watergate fame. He was a person who had not been a Christian until one humid, sticky, hot night in Washington, D.C. This is what he says about that night in his autobiography. I stayed in my car, wet-eyed, praying, thinking, alone in the quiet of that dark night, yet for the first time in my life, I was not alone at all. There was an ardent atheist by the name of C.S. Lewis who taught at Oxford University, a person who was quite a thorn in the side to many a theologian. That all changed. This is what he writes about that. I know very well when, but not how, my final step was taken. I was driving from Whipsnade Zoo one sunny morning. When I set out, I did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And when I reached the zoo, I did. I mention this to you today because today is Pentecost Sunday. The disciples had been with Jesus now for 3 years of his ministry. They had heard him teach and preach. They had seen him perform miracles, cast out demons, do amazing things. They had seen him die on the cross and rise from the dead. 10 days ago, they saw him ascend into heaven. And Jesus' last words to them, his parting words to them were, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the outermost parts of the world. Jesus ascended. For 10 days, they waited in Jerusalem, scratching their heads. Until that Pentecost Sunday, when something happened. The wind blew, they said. It was like the sound of a violent wind. Imagine the sound of a train. You know, that's what they say when they hear a tornado. It sounds like a freight train coming. Imagine that sound. And then they see these tongues of fire appearing upon their heads. That day, the disciples had their campfire experience. That day, the coin dropped for them. Oh, they had seen Jesus. They had heard the preaching. They'd seen the miracles. They'd seen the resurrection. But it wasn't until they heard the sound that they couldn't explain. They're using metaphor. They said it was like the sound of a violent wind that the coin dropped, that it became real, that they experienced the love of Jesus that empowered them, that impassioned them, that strengthened them to go out into this world as the mighty witnesses that they would be. Today we get to hear different sounds. Not so much the sound of violent wind, but sounds nonetheless. Think about that first Pentecost. You have people from all over the world with all these different cultures, all these different backgrounds, all these different languages coming together in Jerusalem. There was no unity among them except for the fact that they shared some common faith heritage, but there were these barriers that separated them. The Holy Spirit used this event to bring unity. We have a diversity among us here today. Not as diverse as perhaps that first Pentecost. We're not from all over the world. We don't speak different languages. But I would say that there's a lot of diversity in this room, because what one person likes and how one person has come to experience God can be very different from what another person likes or how they've come to experience God. Yet the Holy Spirit does this amazing thing. He brings us into this place, despite our backgrounds and differences, and he brings unity among us and allows us to experience the great wonders of God, the mighty works of God, despite our backgrounds and differences. And how does the Holy Spirit do this? But I would argue through music. Through music, through that sound that we hear. Our hearts are warmed. The coin drops. Jesus becomes real for us, and we find a unity with one another that maybe we wouldn't have if we were to meet in any other place. I don't know what sounds you're hearing today that are touching your heart, but I know there are some. You didn't see it, but I had tears falling down my face when little Audrey was up here singing about how the whole world is in God's hands. Oh, I don't know what song is making it real for you today, but God uses music. Whether it's guitar music, whether it's our grand organ, whether it's the piano, whether it's choir, whether it's soloists, whether it's handbells, whatever it might be, God has this way of using music to transcend barriers, to transcend language, to bring unity, and to make Jesus real for you and for me. My friends, we celebrate this day. We Lutherans might appear to the rest of the world drunk, and I hope that we do. Drunk at this early hour, the third hour of the day, drunk with the love of God, drunk with this belief that it's through the Holy Spirit's movement, through word and music, that we find our unity in Christ Jesus. May Jesus be made real for you.